Hello, everyone. I am so happy that my block is over and I feel all my chakras are open and my brain is flowing and it feels so good. Yesterday was a really, really rough day for me, but I'm so happy it happened. I really am. I am back to myself and I feel like a million bucks. So it was well worth it. And that's kind of what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about really living the life. So I see a lot of people and I talk to a lot of people who are doing different things to try to be healthier. And I love that. I really, really do. Whether it's like holistic medication or stones or tarot cards or all different things. People are trying to get healthier and they're trying to change their lives. And I appreciate that so much. And I think it's beautiful. I really, really do. The thing is that people are coming to me and saying like, just things aren't changing. They're not seeing movement. And I have to be really honest about that and say, you know, to them and to you that you have to live the life. You can't just get stones and meditate over them every night and expect change. You can't just get incense and pray over them or chant over them or meditate over them and expect change. It's more than that. That does help. Those are like power boosters. But the real work is in you changing your life and living a whole different life. And so what that looks like is, you know, it's a lot of work. First of all, let me just say that living a different life is a lot of work because we've been one way forever. So if you are an anxious person or you are depressed more often than not, or you're angry more often than not, you know, changing that is not easy. It really isn't. And the fact that you even have the will to want to change your life is everything. Like, freaking, that's amazing. And I hope that you, I hope you really understand how amazing that is. Seriously, that is the first step. It's like a lot of this really, I don't even know AA that much because I did not go really, but I know that a lot of the stuff that I talk about does have to do with AA, like admitting that you have a problem, kind of admitting that you are powerless and you don't have control over yourself or your life right now. And you need help and you need to, submit and submit to yourself and submit to the universe and be like, I need help. This isn't working for me. I'm not happy. Like, you know, surrender to your higher power or even yourself and, admit that something's not working. And that is, there's so much power in that. So when you're living the life, what does that look like? It looks like being in a consistent state of awareness, always trying to be aware. So that is not easy. I just dealt with that this past 5 days where I am usually in a state of awareness where I know what's going on around me and I have a really high sense of intuition. And that is awesome because it makes my life so much easier when I'm listening to my intuition. I'm not ending up in situations that are stressful for me. But being in a constant state of awareness, it's not easy, especially because I have been in a state of unawareness for 35 years. This is my first year of actually being aware of what's going on around me on a regular basis. And so, you know, it sounds not, it's, oh, being in a state of awareness, because people think that they're in it all the time. People think that they're being aware. But once you actually know and feel what being aware is like, you're going to be like, oh, okay, that's what Taro is talking about, because it's different and it feels different. So it's not easy. And I think people shy away from it. I've even heard people say, it's nice sometimes to just not be aware. And I get that. And I really get that. Like in my bones, I get that. But I'm going to tell you something. This past 5 days when I haven't been really aware and I haven't been following my intuition, it's been rough. I think that I will do almost anything, as hard as it might be for self-work. I will do anything to not feel that way again. That was scary. And I think that maybe, again, because I'm used to being in a state of awareness, being unaware was really scary for me. And I knew it was happening, but yeah, I was still in it and I still couldn't stop it. So I think that once people start experiencing these things that I'm talking about, it'll make more sense, I guess, because then you'll understand how the other way feels. You can't really feel something. You don't know what you're actually feeling until you feel the opposite. Right. So because I've been in a state of consciousness and I've really, really been aware of everything, that's how I could feel how it feels to not be. And it sucks. And I don't want to go back there. Another thing to live the life is you have to really evaluate the relationships around you. And I know that's not easy. I know it's not. This is a hard one to even explain because, it's not easy to say bye to some people. You know, I've had to say bye to a lot of really, really long-term close friendships. And it stinks. It wasn't easy. And I'm always someone that like gives everyone chances. And I always think about what I could have done better or different and how I can change things and how I should bend so that the relationships can stay going. And I don't do that anymore. And I'm not doing that anymore because that's not healthy for me. And it's hard. And it's hard to not be the caretaker or to automatically go to people needing you because it feels good when people need you, right? And that's kind of something that is something I suffer with, believe it or not, is wanting people to be dependent on needing me. And that's not healthy and that's not okay. So any friendship or any relationship that I have based off of that, based off of them needing me, is an unbalanced relationship and it ends up not working out for me. So that's obviously not working. So I have to do something different. So I've had to say bye to friendships because they weren't serving me. I've had to say bye to relationships because they weren't serving me. And what that looks like is this is me. These are my boundaries. This is what I need. If you can't give me these things, if you can't respect me in this manner, if you can't treat me the way that I need to be treated, and I'm not even saying that people are doing it mean or on purpose. A lot of it actually is not on purpose. A lot of it is people have their own shit they're dealing with and they have their own stuff in their head and they're filtering every single thing that you say and you do gets filtered through every person around you, their consciousness and their trauma and their views on things. So it's like you have to be aware of that and know that maybe it just isn't serving you. And you can love that person and you can say, I hope that our paths cross again in the future, you know, and they very well may. But at that point in time, you have to be real with yourself and you have to say, is this relationship serving me? Is this a balanced relationship? Is this person able to hold space for me and be what I need them to be to me in this relationship? And if you cannot say yes to those, then, or if you are being honest with yourself about all those questions, then you have to let people go. And that is hard, but to live the life, that's what you have to do. Because think of it like this, you're doing crystals, you're doing this, you're doing that, but yet you're still surrounded by people that are uneven and unbalanced with you and it's unhealthy relationships. How is that going to help you grow? How is that going to push you to the next level? It's not. It's going to keep you sick and at a low vibration. And that's what's happening. Saying goodbye to people, again, it's not easy. I'm not saying it is, but I've done it. I've had to do it. And I don't regret it. I really don't. I love every single person I have ever encountered, I've gotten something from and I love dearly. And I always will. It's just a matter of knowing that I can love you from a distance and I need to do what is best for me, you know? Another thing to live the life is making active, hard goals. Making goals is not easy. So let's say you are an anxious person, right? I was a very anxious person. An active, hard goal would be to not just buy crystals and figure out, meditations for them. An active goal would be, why am I anxious? What is causing this anxiety? And going to the root problem and trying to fix it while using crystals to smooth over those thoughts that you're having, because it's not going to be easy thoughts. It's going to be, you know, I'm anxious because maybe it stems from when you were younger and your mom's an alcoholic and you really had to show up for your siblings and things like that. So because of all those things, you developed an anxious style and you've kept it with you through all these years. So as you're trying to figure out the root of the problem, you are using those crystals and you're using those incense and you're using those meditations to really keep you grounded and to keep you knowing that that's the past and this is the present. And so that's what I mean when I say that they're power boosters. They're ways to help you. Another thing is when you know something isn't right, change it. So this is also a very difficult one. Let's say you're at a job and you're just not happy. You're showing up to work every day. Things aren't going right. You're arguing with people there. You don't have good relationships there. You're just honestly miserable. You know that that's not a right fit for you, right? Like you are aware, you have to know that that just isn't where you should be, but you aren't changing it. And I'm not saying that it's easy. Maybe you have a really, really good job and you make a lot of money and all this stuff. Yeah, leaving your job would not be easy, 100%. But at the end of the day, you do have choices. We all have choices. So you can't sit there and complain about your life and be upset that it's not going the way you want it to when you're not jumping. And we have one life to live. So if that looks like taking a pay cut or doing something different, then you do it because that's your life and that's happiness. And let me tell you something, when you actually make these changes, the universe has a really weird way of working it out for you. And it's not just me saying this, like go find someone, literally go ask some random person on the street that's made a change and done something like this, if they're happier now. And they're going to say to you, yes, they are. And everything worked out because that's the way that the world was pushing them. And the more that you ignore that and stay stuck in these situations and these places and around these people, the universe is going to continuously make it very uncomfortable for you because it's not where you're supposed to be. So just keep that in mind. The other, another thing is to hold yourself and the people around you accountable. I have this, you know, I have this rule where I have to be honest with myself regardless. And the people around me, including my kids who are young, have to be accountable. Everyone around me, including myself, has to be accountable. This is my journey. This is my life. I'm responsible for it. No one on this earth, no one's opinion on this earth matters about me. It doesn't. Like I already said, everyone filters things through their own consciousness. So I can lay roses down, rose petals down for someone at their feet, and they can complain that it's not the right color. At the end of the day, I am who I am, and the right people are going to gravitate toward me and love me unconditionally and hopefully at some point be able to hold space for me. But anyone else, it is what it is. Like this is my experience on earth. This is my time here and I'm not wasting it because of the thoughts or the ideas of people who don't matter. And I know it sounds mean, but no one's opinions matter. You can either enhance my life, by being there for me and, giving me your opinion in a positive manner, or you can love me from afar and you can keep your opinion to yourself, because it's not so much saying, and there's a difference between this. It's not wanting criticism, because I do want criticism. It's knowing who to take the criticism from, I guess. So there's certain people that do talk to me and say, you know, maybe you could have done this better or that better. And I listen to them. And some of the things I'm like, yeah, I totally agree with you. And some of the things I'm like, no, I kind of feel this way about it. So it's just really being secure in who you are and knowing that if you want your life to change, you are the captain of your ship. This is your journey. You are the boss. You make the choice, and it's holding yourself accountable to that. Don't give other people your power. Keep your power and run with it. Jump, make these hard choices and do these things, because again, I can talk to you in 6 months after you kind of following some of these things I said, and you're going to be so much happier. So with that being said, I am going to end it there. I'm so happy that my block is open, and I can't wait to continue to meditate and come up with certain things. And if you have any questions, please reach out and let me know if you want me to elaborate on anything that I said. And there is more, obviously. So just reach out to me and let me know. I hope you guys have an amazing day. Thank you.